Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series.
My guest today is Nir Server, Senior Director of Business Development at Proteontex. Nir has over 30 years' experience in advanced VLSI engineering. Before joining Proteontex, Nir served for 10 years as the COO of Tahuti Networks, a pioneer in high-speed networking semiconductors. Prior to that, he served for 9 years as Senior Director of VLSI Design and Technologies for Zaran Corporation. Welcome to the podcast, Nir.
Great to be here, Daniel.
So first, can you tell us what brought you to Proteontex?
Yeah, it's a nice question, Daniel. So yes, I joined Proteontex about 6 years ago. It was after I finished my tenure at Tahuti Networks. And to be honest, I was about thinking of retiring. And then I was called by Shai Cohen, our CEO, and he told me about this exciting new company that they just launched out of stealth mode. And he told me about this story about in-chip monitoring, and I immediately got hooked because it's something that, as a chip designer for 30 years, that was something that I was always being keen of having. And suddenly there is a company that I can get involved with actually introducing this novel technology to other semiconductor companies.
Yeah, I have to tell you, we've been working together for quite a few years at Proteontex, and I'm hooked as well. So let's talk about PVT Plus. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, so people know what PVT is. Actually, PVT sensor was there always, okay? For many years, people used PVT, P for process monitoring, V for voltage monitoring, and T for temperature monitoring. That's something that was not new. And again, as I hinted before, Proteontex is more than a PVT. It's actually a comprehensive, complete hardware software solution for in-chip monitoring. But PVT by itself was something that some customers needed, and we believe that the current PVT offering were not sufficient, and we could definitely add value. So if you ask me what is the plus in the PVT, I think that's the interesting point. And I see the PVT Plus with the Plus represent, I would say, three major angles. The first one is quite trivial, because I said PVT stands for process voltage and temperature. Our PVT Plus offering adds two additional sensor components. One is a V-drop sensor, and the second one is a duty cycle distortion sensor. So adding more functionality than traditional PVTs. The second angle is that unlike traditional PVTs that are delivered as a single IP and IP-only solution, we provide a complete solution from hardware and software, which means that it is containing control logic, it containing interface logic, it contains firmware, and it contains a processing hardware, and all that with a software, a test and verification solution, all very comprehensive to make it easier for integration by the customer. And that, I would say, is the second plus. And the third plus is that in every of those components, we actually got some novelty. And maybe I will explain a little bit about the voltage and temperature sensor that we developed by using core level transistors, and not using a traditional BJT devices or thermal diodes, because we wanted this to be a future ready for a 2-nanometer gate all around backside power and the most advanced process features that do not rely anymore on thick oxide, analog I/O, or BJT devices. So this represents why we call it the PVT Plus.
Okay, and what makes this system different than other PVT offerings?
So other than what I already said, I think, first of all, it's because it is a complete solution. It's not a standalone IP. It contains everything. So again, hardware and software, as I already mentioned, you don't need to build your own logic. You don't need to connect it to your own firmware. You don't need to connect it to develop a state machine to operate it. It all comes out of the box. It is also part of our what we call hardware monitoring IP subsystem. So it can connect and work with our entire hardware monitoring IP subsystem, meaning that if you have a monitoring system integrated into a chip, it's trivial to integrate the PVT Plus into that, but it can also be working as standalone. Again, software and hardware is already included. I think it's also a different because, again, it is future ready. It's the only solution that was developed with the most advanced nodes in mind. We are partnering with the most advanced companies in the world in the most advanced processes to verify it. So you get something that it's already deployed in the field by big customers, and it is silicon proven. And I think we have also proven that it's very scalable and configurable with very wide scale deployment of big customers.
And what are the specific PVT Plus portfolio sensors and monitors?
Yeah, so let me now break it down a little bit further. So again, the PIST stands for the process monitoring. Our process monitoring is very unique. It's actually based on our portfolio, or what we call our core agent portfolio. Our process monitors are unique that they are not just giving you one number that maps you the process, but they actually break down the process classification into the different behaviors of different standard cells and the different transistor types. So we can separate, for example, PNN. We can separate, for example, buffers from NOS and NANDs. So the process classification is very granular and can get you to the root cause of what process element is the one that is different or changing between areas in your chip or between chips in your population. So that's about the uniqueness of the P. Our voltage and temperature sensor are unique and very wide offering. So we have the LVTS. As I mentioned before, it's our local voltage and temperature sensor. It is the industry first to be based only on digital VDD and digital transistors. So no dependency of any analog IOs, no dependency on any thick oxide devices or special devices. It has additional benefits that it can sense temperature locally as well as remote. It can connect to remote sensors in dense areas where you cannot place the main hub. It can also sense a voltage locally, meaning the supply voltage at the placement area, but also it can sense arbitrary voltage signals, DC signals, that can actually be any reference signal. It doesn't need to be a voltage supply down to 0 volts. So we can sense arbitrary every voltage domain. It has additional benefits that you can set thresholds and get immediate alerts if that threshold is crossed. So you don't need to continuously probe the value. Once a value is crossed, you'll get an immediate interrupt from the sensor. In addition, it can be operated as a monitor. The difference being that the monitor continuously works in the background. It has its own memory, so it can store a number of last readings. So you can then go a little bit like back in time and to understand how voltage and how temperature was varying over the last couple of measurements, or actually more than couple of measurements. And it has, again, full subsystem, either by hardware or by firmware, to translate the raw reading into absolute values, meaning in millivolt and in DC centigrades. So that's about the LVTS. Our VDS is a V-droop sensor. We actually have two variants of the V-droop sensor. One is a more digital one that is intended primarily for analytics, meaning when you are characterizing your design, you can use the VDS along with our software analytics to characterize the V-droop behavior of your chip. It is very small. It is good for a widespread location across the die. But on the contrary, we have the analog VDS, or as a complementary, sorry, the analog VDS, the main advantage is that it's very, very fast. It has very low latency, and therefore it is more geared into the real-time emission mode usage. So to give you immediate alert if you have a crossing of a critical threshold of the V-droop, in order to get immediate response and then take a corrective remedy, for example, immediately do a clock throttling or cycle skipping or whatever to avoid a chip failure. So these are two V-drop sensors. And then the last one is the duty cycle sensor. It senses the duty cycle distortion, so meaning the time difference between the high and low of the voltage that is primarily used for where both edges of the clock are being used in high-speed interfaces, or actually when customers are using very high-speed clocks and multi-gigahertz, they can use it to see if actually one of the edges is actually being skipped completely just because of some glitches. So the duty cycle distortion sensor is again unique and special for very high speed designs. So these are the monitors and sensors included in our PVT Plus.
Oh, interesting. So what's the benefit for customers with the PVT Plus system? Can you give us some examples?
Yeah. So PVT as a standalone, it can serve different purposes. For example, process grading allow customers to tune into a dynamic voltage and frequency scaling. They can use it to tune analog circuitry behavior to trim a high-speed digital circuits. And there are multiple customers using that. Voltage and temperature obviously are needed for power performance management. A thermal runaway protection, again, voltage input for a DVFS tables. These are the typical usages of the VNT. A V-drop, again, as I mentioned before, to avoid failures due to excess voltage supply, and usages of the duty cycle distortion, again, for managing high-speed clocks and their integrity. But here I want to say something very important. I already said our PVT Plus offering is complementary to our in-chip monitoring system. It is very important for me to emphasize that the fundamental of in-chip monitoring is by looking into the chip behavior from the mostly from the timing standpoint in very high coverage. So our philosophy, first of all, is to say your chip is going to fail, first of all, because there is a timing violation. And then you're trying to understand why the timing violation happens. And those things that I mentioned could explain a timing violation or timing change between, again, between different units, between different areas in the same unit, or in the same area in the same unit across time, due to changes of workload or due to changes, again, of temperature, voltage, and noise. So the PVT is very important for customers, and it is especially and more useful when it is used with our hardware monitoring system, our health and performance monitoring system completed, because it gives them the full picture for real-time usage as well as for offline analytics.
And why is this important now?
Why it is important now? Again, PVT has been around. It has always been important. Obviously, as semiconductor process scales and the advanced nodes, the way we implement it is already geared into the most advanced nodes. Again, gate all around already is not enabling or not implementing thick oxide devices that were used for the traditional thermal diodes. So it is more important to look into advanced ways of implementing those sensors. Especially even backside power has even more challenges of implementation, but it is also more important, not just because of the advanced nodes, but because the chip scales are becoming so big. And one thing that does not scale is the power consumption. In fact, power consumption continues to increase, and therefore thermal density is one of the major problems in the advanced semiconductor, especially AI, HPC, they are suffering a lot, and they are dealing a lot with failure prevention due to excess thermal and noise variation. So PVT is becoming an invaluable tool to prevent chip failures, to prevent accelerated aging, accelerated stress, and if we are even looking into the multi-die projects, advanced packaging, die-to-die, again, 3D integration, 2.5D integration creates even more severe hotspots for both voltage and the thermal, and you just need those sensors to help you mitigate or prevent failures due to excessive, excessive temperature and excessive voltage noise.
And are there specific markets that these are applicable to?
I would say no. I think that every chip nowadays need to take into consideration those phenomena. And we see customers all the way from the biggest chips customers, HPC, AI, and all the way down to consumer, to mobile. Everybody needs those PVT sensors along with our complete monitoring solution. They work together and they best work together. But all our customers definitely need those capabilities. And again, I cannot see even one market segment that will not require today or at some point in the near future these capabilities.
And final question, Nir, how do customers normally engage with your company?
Okay, so again, we have already established ourselves as a leader in the chip health and performance monitoring, so they know to reach us. That's kind of the obvious. We are very active in conferences. We issue papers. We present at seminars. We do webinars, we do podcasts such as this one. We have a very engaged website. Actually, we are launching a new website quite shortly, and it has a great content that customers can learn about what we do. We are also active in some standardization committees, so companies learn about us and what we do by seeing our discussions and our offering at those standardization committees. So I would say combined, we already have a very nice reputation for being the one-stop shop for anything to do with chip health and performance monitoring solution, again, including PVT Plus.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I see you at conferences all the time. In fact, we have a couple of conferences coming up. I'll see you there. And thank again for your time, Nir, and hopefully we can have you back soon.
Okay, thank you very much. You're welcome.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.